And then we'll have a word of prayer. Proverbs 13:13. 13:13. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for a good time already in your house. Thank you for a good spirit. Yes. Thank you for good fellowship. Thank you, Lord, that we're all in one accord in the unity of your Holy Spirit. Now I pray you'd fill me with that same spirit. Help me to feed your people. Lord, they've been at work. They've been out in the world. They've been fighting, the Lord God, this old flesh. And Lord, I pray you'd help me to be a blessing to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Whoso despiseth the word. Despiseth the word. Now, I know we don't believe in luck. Luck is no such thing as luck. But if number 13 was bad luck, this is Proverbs 13:13. And to despise the word of God is certainly bad in every way. No, not luck, but just period. Despising the word of God. I believe, however, if we did a survey and asked church people, church members, I'm not talking about necessarily our kind of churches, but just religious folk, okay? If we did a survey and asked them what they thought the word despise means, I think we would discover the most common definition, most people would say it means to hate. It means to detest. And then I believe we would also find out that most church people, religious folks, would declare without a doubt, without a hesitation, that they could never hate or detest God's word. Now, after all, I mean, doesn't hating and detesting, doesn't it mean that you have some type of anger in your heart towards it? You have some type of reason for feeling like it's something wrong with it, it's against you, or anyway, hatred and detest, abhorring something, it stirs up emotions in us that are wrathful and rageful, and well, stuff wells up in our hearts and you would never associate, church folks, religious people would never associate the word of God with that. But I mean, people do get angry at the word of God, don't get me wrong, but the most common response among church people, they would never say, yes, I hate the word, I mean, I despise it. The word, however, despise, is different than what we think. The word despise here does not mean hate. It does not mean detest. Listen now, it means to see something as insignificant. It means to see something as having no value at all. Let me give you an illustration. If I said I despised Brittany, what I'm saying is that I believe Brittany is worthless. If I were to say I despise Seth, it would mean that I believe that Seth has absolutely is of no value to me or anyone else for that matter at all. When the name, you know, if I were to despise somebody and that name came to my mind, it would be like as if it was just I'm indifferent towards that person. I have no interest in that person at all. That does not arouse me to hatred or to love. It's just I'm totally apathetic and indifferent. I don't care. If I had to put a price tag, let's say, if I despised you and if I had to put a price tag on you, it would be zero. You are worth nothing to me.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Right.
A good example in the Bible of this is Esau. If you remember, the Bible says that Esau despised his birthright.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to think that, you know, he hated what God gave. That's not what it means.
Yep.
What it means is that he found a bowl of beans of more value than the birthright that God gave him.
Right. Yeah, the bowl. Yep.
Esau didn't hate his birthright. His birthright didn't make him, you know, angry.
Yeah.
And full of rage. After all, when he found out he lost it, he was weeping.
Yeah.
But his birthright was despised. It wasn't important to him. It was unimportant and insignificant.
Right. Yeah.
Now, use a couple of illustrations here. This is what we do with things that we consider unimportant. Did you get junk mail? Do you ever get junk mail? This is what we do with things that we don't value. I mean, I don't ever want to see that again. I don't care. I don't care what that letter says. I don't care what that bill says.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Amen.
I don't care who wants my money. No, but seriously, that's what if I were to get, which I do, and you do too, something in the mail that was of no value to me. What I do is I don't, it doesn't stir up hatred in me.
Right.
It doesn't make me furious. I just,
right. Yeah.
It's worthless. It's trash. I despise it. That's what this Bible verse means. Whoso despises, now, why would someone see the very word of God then as having no value?
Yeah.
Well, I think there's two reasons. The first one is ignorance. Ignorance. They don't understand its value.
Yeah.
They don't, because nobody's ever taught them.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever trained them. But can I say something to you, dearly beloved? This is not going to excuse them on the judgment day.
Yep.
Ignorance is not bliss, contrary to popular opinion. Let me give you an example of ignorance. Yesterday, of course, it was 4th of July, and it was the day of rest for most of you. You got to take the day off. And Brother Jose and his family came over to the house, and Lucas was playing on the floor with some toys. And now, I don't know how, but a little pocket-sized New Testament in with the toys. And Lucas found it, of course. And so he started opening up, and I think he was tearing the pages or something. And it wasn't because he hated the Bible. It wasn't because he thought, well, this is a worthless piece of trash. No, he just ignorantly did not understand what it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay? But that did not excuse him from the fact that his dad got up and took it away from him and put it up on the shelf where he couldn't reach it, because his dad understood that's the Bible.
Amen.
Now, they didn't know they were giving me a sermon illustration at the time, but that's how good God is. Amen? But that's one reason why many people despise the Word of God, because they don't understand its value. To them, it means nothing, because nobody's ever taught them. Nobody's ever trained them. Parents are not teaching their children anything about the Bible, mostly because they haven't ever been taught. And generation after generation, we have gone further and further away from the Bible.
That's right.
And so now we have a bunch of spiritual pygmies. They don't know anything about the Bible. They're completely ignorant. They've heard of it, but even when they go to church nowadays, in the average church, they still don't learn anything about the Bible.
Yeah.
Right.
It's all about the music, and the I'm going to get to that later. So the one reason is the Word of God is despised, but listen, look in verse 13 again. Whoso means whoso.
Yeah, man. Right.
If ignorance is the reason, it's still the problem.
Yep.
Because they will also be destroyed. The second reason, not just ignorance, but this is insolence. What does that mean, preacher? Rebellion.
Yeah.
Man.
They just don't like it.
Yep, that's right.
They just don't like it. They know what it says, but they don't like what it says. It holds no value to them. Here's the Bible, and here's the price tag they put on it.
Yep, that's right. Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, this is one of our bus kids' Bibles. It's been over here on this shelf for at least 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he values it?
No.
They know what it says, But yet, to them, they don't like what it says. So in their minds, basically, it's worthless. It's not that I haven't read it. It's not that I haven't been to church. It's not that I haven't, you know, had somebody teach me in a Sunday school class, because this person has.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Right. Yep.
They know what it says, but it holds no value to them. Now, you won't see this literal portrayal of despising in homes across America, but you will see people by the droves who come to church without their Bibles. You will see churches having services without ever even opening the Bible. You will see bookstores full of versions of the Bible, which only diminishes its value because it's all so overwhelming. Well, there's so many different versions. Which one? It's just a bunch of confusion. So the value is diminished more and more and more. Now, you won't see this, but you will see Bibles laying on shelves collecting dust. You won't see this, but you will see Bibles laying under the bed collecting bugs and spiders. Now, don't get quiet. I'm going to preach. You will see Bibles laying in the trunk of a car month after month. You will see Bibles laying up on the back of the window where the Texas sun has cooked it and made it look like a shriveled up prune. You won't see this, but you'll see these other things. You will see Bibles given away at garage sales for nothing. But it's funny how I don't ever see, you know, tools given away. I don't ever see cars given away. I don't ever see clothes even given away, hardly. But yet, Bible. Oh, that's a Bible. How'd that get in there? Oh, you can have it.
Yeah,
you won't see this, but you will see these other signs that might as well be there, right there. You won't see that, but you'll see Bibles thrown around like some kind of toy.
Right.
Throw it on the floor.
Preach.
Sit it on the coffee table and sit your cup of coffee on top of it. Or have your food eaten over top of your Bible. Or your ashtray.
Preach.
Oh, you won't see that, but you'll see enough that you might as well see that. I'm talking about America right now.
Amen, brother.
As a whole. These things are everywhere. You'll see Bibles lay on the ground out in the backyard where little Jimmy and little Joy and Jane have just thrown it out in the Bible, and mom and dad have just left, and the grass is now growing up around it. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed. Now, you would never take it and throw it away. You would never put a price tag on it of zero. But what is its value to you? Let me go over a few results in our country of despising the Word of God. Results of America's despising of the Word of God. Number one, no respect for God. Look in verse 13. Whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. The word fear in that verse means respect. It means to hold in high regard. It means to esteem of great value. So if we despise the word of God, dearly beloved, we despise the God of the word. No one respect. How many of you respect? Go home and respect your garbage can.
Come on.
I mean, come on. You don't go home and pray to your garbage can. Why? Because it's full of trash. So if we despise the word of God, then we're despising the God of the word. We have no respect for him. We have no fear for him anymore. And why? It's all over. That's what's happening. The results of America's despising the word of God is now we have children who don't even know what it says. And when they hear it, they don't care. We have men kissing men and women kissing women. And we have children rebelling against everything because the word of God has no value anymore.
Right.
There's no respect for God anymore. There's no fear of God. If I consider your word trash, it's because I consider you trash. In other words, whatever you say doesn't matter to me because you don't earn my respect. I don't respect you. So you can say anything you want to say. I'm not going to listen to you because I don't respect you.
Yep. That's right.
So America has no fear of God anymore because Christians... Hey, by the way, I'm talking about Christian, yeah. Because I don't expect the world to hold the Bible in high regard.
Yeah, come on.
Because most of them don't even know what it says.
Sure.
But I'm talking about people that go to church. Uh-huh. I'm talking about people who call themselves believers. Uh-huh. I'm talking about a country who was founded on that very book, right. Sure. But yet now this is the price tag we put on it.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure.
That's right.
America. Because of the despising of the Word of God, there's no respect for God. Obviously, there's no respect for Jesus. Isaiah 53:3 says that he is despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. It stands to reason Jesus is, in the beginning was Word, the Word was with God, the Word was God, and that same Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So when we despise the Word of God, we have no respect for God himself, and of course we have no respect for his Holy Son.
Preach.
Thirdly, and we're going to start using our Bibles a little bit now, so get your fingers ready. Don't tell me you didn't bring it to church, because if you do, I'm going to have to be preaching to you. Second Samuel chapter 6, verse 16. The third result of no despising the Word of God is that there's no respect for real Christians.
Yep.
I'm talking about real Christians, not just saved people. 2 Samuel chapter 6.
Yep.
Verse 16. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 16. No respect for real Christians. Now look at this. We're going to use our Bible, so just keep it handy. You can't expect to preach about a message like this without using it, okay?
Yeah,
verse 16. As the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window, saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she what, church? She despised him in her heart. Why? Because he was excited about God.
Yep.
Wake up, Eddie. Wake up. I'm not going to... Sit up. Wake up. Wake up. Sit up and wake up. This is not time for sleeping. She despised the fact that he was excited about God.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
She despised the fact that he was excited about that God had blessed him.
Yeah.
He was leaping and jumping for joy. He wasn't dancing like you think.
Yeah, amen.
For one thing, he was dancing by himself. For another thing, he was dancing by himself. And for another thing, he was dancing by himself.
Yeah, amen.
He wasn't dancing with some partner in some wicked fornication junk. He was dancing before the Lord. You can't make that unholy. That's a holy praising of God. He was just excited about God.
Amen. Yeah.
But this other woman despised him. Why? Because I guarantee you she despised the Word of God. When people despise the Word of God, they despise real Christians. Christians that get excited about something other than television. Christians that get excited about something other than Facebook. Christians that get excited about church. Christians that say amen when the Bible is preached. Christians that might even shout praise the Lord. Christians that might even appreciate somebody getting saved. But our country despises the Word of God, so therefore they despise real Christians too.
That's right. Yep. Amen.
They despise people. What do you mean you're going to go to church? It's Wednesday night. What do you mean? Listen, it's okay to get saved. It's okay to go to church once in a while, but don't get so excited about God.
Yeah, preach.
Don't shout. Don't say amen. Don't go soul winning. Are you serious? Saturday morning?
Come on.
Now, wait a minute. You're going to put money in that offering plate?
Yep.
You mean you're going to dress like that all the time?
Yeah, amen.
That's right.
And listen, and they mock and they scoff. Why? Yeah. Because they despise the Word of God. Therefore, they despise real Christians.
Yep. Right.
Because real Christians get excited about God.
Amen. That's right.
Real churches love the Lord.
Amen.
And they hate evil.
Yep.
Real Christians love doing things God's way.
Amen.
By the way, when I despise the Word of God, trust me, dearly beloved, I despise the will of God.
Yep, that's right. Amen. Yep.
When that Bible means nothing to me, then I don't care what God has for me. I don't care where God wants me to go. I despise the Word of God. I despise the will of God. I have no respect for God. I have no respect for Jesus. I have no respect for real Christians. Go back to Proverbs 29 real quick. Proverbs 29, verse 27. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked.
Amen.
When someone is upright in the way, when someone is living for God, yep, the Bible says that that person becomes an abomination to the wicked.
Yep. Amen. Yep.
That's right.
If you know the Bible, I'm not going to turn over there for the sake of time, but 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Bible talks about in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves and blasphemers and haters and covetous. And the Bible says in verse 3, at the end of that verse, it says, they will be despisers of those that are good. Listen, church, let me say something to you real fast. They don't despise, they don't reject you.
Right.
They despise that book.
Yep. Amen. 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 That's right.
No one that loves that book is going to despise a Christian who loves that book.
Yep. Amen.
They despise real Christians. There's no respect for real. There's no respect for God-fearing, Bible-preaching, soul-winning, sin-hating, loving souls, preaching and giving an invitation to an old-fashioned altar and suit and tie-wearing Baptist churches in our country anymore.
Yep, that's right. Amen. Yeah,
amen. Why? Because they despise this book.
Yep. Amen.
America results, no respect for God, no fear. No respect for Jesus. He was just a man. Good man, prophet. No respect for real Christians. I mean, come on. Don't get so excited about God.
Amen.
Number 4, no respect for the law. Go back to 2 Samuel. We'll go back and forth now. 2 Samuel chapter 12. I'm talking about America. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 9. Wherefore, hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with a sword. That's murder, by the way. And hast taken his wife to be thy wife, has slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now, there's no respect for the law right there. That's just a man who just murdered another man.
Right. Yep.
America has despised the Word of God so long that there's no longer respect for the law.
Right.
I mean, you don't need to watch the news very long, do you?
Right.
Listen, our prison population has increased from 500,000 in 1980, and these are old numbers, to over 2.5 million today. Why? Because they despise that book.
Right.
There's over 7.2 million Americans who are under some form of correctional supervision, parole, bond, etc., etc., etc. We experience in America more than 12 million crimes every year, which is way more than any other nation in the world.
Yeah.
America.
Oh, that's right.
Because we despise that book.
Yep.
Over 1.5 million of American women are reported victims of domestic violence every year, and it's estimated that the majority of the cases are never reported in America because we've despised this book.
Yep.
We're currently averaging over 3 million. Now, these are old numbers. 3 million child abuse cases every year.
Yep. Right.
In this country.
Right. Yep.
In the most educated country in the world.
Yeah.
The richest country in the world.
Right.
And that's, by the way, that's involving over 6 million children. Gangs are terrorizing all of our major cities.
Right.
Our schools have become arenas of deadly violence. Right. Children shooting children over a pair of shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, right.
Why? Because we've despised this book.
That's right.
Yep.
There's no more respect for the law.
That's right.
2 Chronicles 36. There's two books to the right, three or four books to the right. 2 Chronicles 36, verse 16. Number 5. The next result of despising the Word of God. 2 Chronicles 36. Verse 16. But they mocked the messengers of God and despised His words and misused His prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against His people till there was no remedy. You know what the next one is? Result of in America of no of despising the Word of God is there's no respect for the man of God.
Yep. That's right.
There's no respect for the man of God.
Yep. Amen.
That's right.
That's what the man of God's worth.
Yep. Amen.
That's what the preaching's worth.
Yep. Come on, preach.
That's what a pastor of a church is worth.
Yep. Come on.
When you start despising the Word of God, of course you're going to despise the man of God.
Yep.
That's right. Come on.
You're not going to care what he says.
That's right.
You're going to have the audacity to try to change him.
Yep, that's right. Come on, preach.
You're going to have the audacity to try to tell him to do things differently.
Preach. Yep. Come on.
Now, I'm talking to you. Don't look down yet. We're not praying.
Yep. Come on. Yep. Preach.
This is what the average man of God's worth in Christians' eyes.
Yep. Come on. Amen.
Because they despise the book that he preaches. I want you to understand something. If we will never respect the man of God because he's called and ordained to stand in the place of God and preach the Word of God to the people of God and represent the Savior of God that God sent to us.
Yep.
Look in Proverbs 14. I'm going back and forth, I know. Proverbs 14, verse 4. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean. But much increase is by the strength of the ox. Now, hold that in mind, and then turn over to 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. That's talking about the pastors. Okay, is everybody there? 1 Timothy 5, 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the what?
Word.
The word and doctrine. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the labor is worthy of his reward. I read to you Proverbs 14, where there no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increases by the strength of the ox. But we've got a country today who is doing nothing but trying to muzzle the ox.
Amen. Preach.
Muzzle the ox.
Preach. Yep.
He's treading out the corn. He's feeding the people. He's laboring in prayer for them. He's interceding for them. I don't need to take you to Hebrews 13, 7 and 17 where the Bible says to obey them that have the rule over you and to submit to their authority. But where we despise the Word of God and then we're trying to muzzle the man of God, and that's why nobody's getting fed.
Yep. Amen.
Churches are... But when you don't eat, you die.
Yep. Preach.
And there are churches tonight, they're having some kind of service, they call it, but they are deader than their doornail.
Right.
Why? Because they're muzzling the man of God. They won't let him preach. They won't let him tell what God... They won't, and they're not getting fed.
Yep.
And they're dead.
Yep. That's right.
Because they despise the Word of God.
Amen.
Listen to me. I don't care. I love you with all my heart, and you know that. But if you don't like it, get out.
Amen. Yep. Amen.
Look at me now, Bob. Get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're not muzzling me.
That's right.
Amen.
You're not telling me what to preach.
Amen.
You don't pay my bills. You don't feed my family. And you didn't call me.
Amen.
Right there. telling you right now, there's a real problem in this country.
Yeah.
Yes,
amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That wasn't necessary.
Yep. Amen.
It's not going to happen, folks.
Come on.
Yep.
You think that's what I want?
No.
Listen, we have got to understand the value of the Word of God.
Right. Yeah.
And we've got to realize that by the foolishness, not foolish preaching, but it's by the foolishness of preaching that God has chosen to save them that believe and to feed those that are growing and to work. We cannot keep trying to muzzle the ox.
Right. Yep. Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen.
The next result of despising the Word of God is no respect for parents.
Yep.
That's right.
Proverbs 15, look over there. No respect for parents. Proverbs 15, verse 5. A fool despiseth his father's instruction. Look in verse 20. A wise man maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Parents are in place to protect and provide for their children. And in order to protect, a parent must fight off predators. Just like a pastor for his church. And establish rules and boundaries in the home. But when children begin to despise the Word of God, they will despise their own protection. They will despise their own safety that God has put in place for them. I mean, good night. I don't need to belabor the point. Do I? We've got people today, children today, who are killing their parents, literally.
Amen.
Not just figuratively, that too, but they're literally killing their parents. They're destroying their homes because they have not been taught, they have not been raised up, they have not been trained to love and esteem and value and appreciate and fear the Bible.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
The Bible.
Amen.
So there's no respect for parents anymore. Look at Proverbs 15 right there, the next thing. This is what I really think is a big underlying, probably verse 32, underlying almost foundation for it all. He that refuses instruction despises his own soul. Not only is there no respect for God, there's no respect for Jesus, there's no respect for real Christians, there's no respect for the law, there's no respect for the man of God, there's no respect for parents, there's no respect for yourself. There's no respect for yourself. This is where I think more people are today than we can even imagine. Because you've been raised in such a generation, this is a price tag that, and here's what you do.
Yeah.
You put it on yourself.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm worthless.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm not worth anything. I could never do anything for God. I could never be worth anything to anybody. I could never be a good parent. I could never be a good Sunday school teacher. I could never be a good missionary. I could never even be a soul winner. I'm worthless.
Yep.
But yet, see, I've forgotten that the Bible says that I'm joint heir with Christ.
Amen.
That I'm a son of the living God.
Amen.
That I'm a child of the Most High King.
Amen.
But yet, see, because I've despised the Word, because I'm not taking it seriously, because I've not honored it and esteemed it and valued it like I needed to, because I just kind of let it lay around and it's just part of the decorations at home or it's just on the floor, I don't understand who I am to God.
Yeah.
You and me, listen, We're not the scum of the earth.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
That's what the world wants you to think.
Sure.
That's what the world wants you to think, that you're worthless because you're so involved in church.
Amen. Yeah.
You're worthless because to them you are. But after all, who's making the rules here? You know? Who created me? Who makes this world go round? Who feeds me? Who takes care of me? Listen, this is a real problem. Many people walk around, they don't have this on them, but this is how they feel. Because they do not, they refuse the instruction. They've not respected the word of God, God, Jesus, the man of God, the law, and they now their lives are such a wreck, and they're walking around. The Bible says that whoso partners with a thief hateth his own soul. The devil is the thief.
Right.
And we've got people hooking up arm in arm with the devil.
Yeah.
And the Bible says anybody that does that hates themselves.
Yeah. That's right.
The world tells you, you know, Jesus is a crutch. No, dear friend, listen to me. Jesus is not a crutch. Jesus is Almighty God.
Amen.
And you are not the scum of the earth. You are a child of that God.
Amen.
You are born again and redeemed, bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ, as a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And you belong to Him. You are His. He has bought you. He loves you. And He will love you and has loved you with an everlasting love for all of eternity. You're not worthless.
Yeah, amen. Right. Amen.
It's a lie. That's what's trash.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what's trash.
Amen.
Every day that goes by, I'm more and more convinced that Satan is working in this world to do one thing, to make people despise themselves.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I know that men are lovers of themselves, but here's what happens is they love themselves so much, instead of loving God, instead of loving the Lord with all their heart, they love themselves, and then when they can't get what they want, then they end up being so miserable the rest of their lives that love, so to speak, is nothing but self-hatred, self-abuse.
Yeah, amen.
I mean, why do you think people are piercing themselves everywhere?
Yeah.
Why do you think they got tattoos from head to toe, trying to hide behind the tattoo?
Yeah.
It's because they hate themselves.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
Because they've despised, because our country has despised this book.
Yep.
That's right.
Amen. It's garbage. This is not garbage.
Amen.
Amen. This, the man of God, the church, amen, the house of God, is not garbage.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible is not garbage.
Amen.
Listen, you are not garbage. We must get back to understanding that whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed.
Amen. Hey.
Our country's in a mess. A mess. I'm not here to, you know, doom and gloom, but don't be next. Don't be the next one that just decides that the Bible is not worth anything because your life is more important.
Amen.
Don't do it. You'll be destroyed.
Amen. That's right.
This book is always right.
Amen.
It's always right.
Amen.
I don't care what anybody else says. I don't need to go on. I've said enough. I don't care what anybody else says. This book is right.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen.
And you start despising it. Oh, I don't hate the Bible. I would never hate the Bible. Oh, no. But here's what that part that you do despise.
Yeah.
So I don't despise the Bible. No, but what about that one part that you just can't seem to swallow?
Come on. Yep. Man.
You despise the Word. It doesn't have to be every word.
Yep.
Hey, do you hear what I just said? It doesn't have to be every word.
Amen. That's right.
If you despise one word of it, it's still the Word.
Yep. Amen. Yeah.
Well, I don't need that. I just go get me another Bible, a different version, because it'll change the word.
There you go. Amen, brother.
No, that's not the answer.
That's right.
Yeah, amen.
Listen to me. I don't I don't want to do anything but the will of God from the heart. We've had enough. We've had enough generations go by with no respect for nothing but themselves. Except they don't even really respect themselves. They just think they do. But when they wake up one day and they realize their lives are total destruction, they're not even going to know why. But the Bible tells us why. It's because they despise the Word of God. I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want that to happen to my children. I don't want that to happen to my family. I don't want that to happen to anybody. But the Bible says it will happen to anybody who despises the Word.
That's right.
The flip side is, what's the rest of that verse said? But whoso feareth a commandment shall be what?
Rewarded.
Rewarded.
Right.
I like that.
Amen.
I like that.
Amen.
I thank God. I thank God's rewards. By the way, most people despise the Word of God because they're trying to find a reward here. A temporal reward. Where I'm looking for those eternal rewards. Our Heavenly Father, we pray for your help tonight. Lord, I know that you're in control. And Lord, I pray that you would help us all to listen to the Holy Spirit. Father, your Holy Spirit needs to make us realize that the Bible is always right. We need to cherish that in our hearts by faith. And Lord, it's never going to look like the world. It's never going to sound like the world. Father, but help us to realize it's your Word. And help us to see, just from these short thoughts tonight, what it's done to our country. And help us, God, as believers, to not let it not be next. To not be a part of the problem. Lord, I pray for your Holy Spirit to work in all of our hearts. I know there's many distractions tonight, Lord. I pray that your grace would abound. Your grace, Lord God, would be felt greater than any sin, any opposition tonight in each one of our hearts and in our service. Please take control, Lord. Please put away the lies and the deception this whole world tries to throw our way. Please, God, don't let us live in our flesh. Don't let us walk in our flesh. Help us, God, I pray, to love your Word, to value it, to esteem it as the priceless, priceless gift that it is. Please bless the invitation, I pray, in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.